Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 59, Data Protection Compliance, GDPR, PDPA, and how all the security controls we've built across this series connect to actual regulation. Alice, this feels like where theory meets the real world.
It is. And the first thing to understand is that security and data protection compliance are related, but not the same thing. You can build an incredibly secure system and still violate data protection law. Security asks, is this system hard to breach? Data protection asks, does this system respect people's rights over their personal data? And can you prove it? The overlap is significant, but the question is different.
So where does a legal SaaS vendor start?
With understanding your role. Under data protection frameworks like the EU's GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, there's a distinction between the data controller and the data processor. The controller decides what data gets collected and why. The processor handles the data on the controller's instructions. If you're building a legal SaaS platform, your law firm clients are typically the controllers. They decide which client data goes into your system and for what purpose. You, the platform vendor, are the processor.
Right, and that distinction matters because it determines who's responsible for what.
Exactly, and the law requires a formal contract between controller and processor, called a data processing agreement, or a DPA. Under GDPR Article 28, this isn't optional. The DPA must specify what data you process, why, for how long, and what security measures you've implemented. If a law firm asks for your DPA and you don't have one ready, that's a red flag that will slow down or kill the deal.
Now, GDPR is EU law. Does it apply to a legal SaaS company based in, say, Singapore or the US?
Yes. If you process personal data of people in the EU, GDPR has extraterritorial reach. It doesn't matter where your servers are or where your company is registered. If EU-based lawyers or their clients' data flows through your platform, you're in scope, and this is not theoretical. In 2023, Ireland's Data Protection Commission fined Meta 1.2 billion euros. That's the largest GDPR fine ever for transferring EU user data to the United States without adequate protections after the Schrems II judgment invalidated the previous data transfer framework.
1.2 billion. That gets your attention.
It should. And the lesson isn't just for Meta. If your legal SaaS platform uses a US-based cloud provider to host EU client data, you need a legal mechanism for that transfer. There are three main ones. First, adequacy decisions. The European Commission has determined that certain countries provide adequate data protection, so data can flow freely. The UK, Japan, and the US under the newer data privacy framework all have adequacy status. Second, standard contractual clauses. Pre-approved contract terms that connect the data recipient to GDPR equivalent protections. Third, binding corporate rules for internal transfers within a company group.
Right. What about Singapore? You mentioned the PDPA.
Singapore's Personal Data Protection Act, the PDPA, is administered by the PDPC, the Personal Data Protection Commission. It covers similar ground to GDPR, but with some differences. It requires consent before collecting personal data, purpose limitation, data breach notification to the PDPC within 3 calendar days of discovering a notifiable breach, and reasonable security arrangements. For legal SaaS vendors operating in Singapore, the PDPA also has transfer limitation provisions. If you're sending personal data outside Singapore, you need to ensure the recipient provides comparable protection.
So both frameworks require the vendor to protect data, report breaches quickly, and handle cross-border transfers carefully. Are there differences that matter in practice?
Several. GDPR gives individuals a right to data portability, the right to receive their personal data in a machine-readable format so they can take it to a competing service. The PDPA doesn't currently have an equivalent general portability right, though Singapore has introduced data portability provisions in specific sectors. GDPR has the right to erasure, the so-called right to be forgotten. which lets people request deletion of their data. The PDPA doesn't have a direct equivalent, though its retention limitation obligation says you must stop keeping data when it's no longer needed for its purpose.
Yeah. Now, here's where it gets interesting for legal tech specifically. A law firm might have a legal obligation to retain documents for a case, but the individual wants their data deleted. What happens?
That's the core tension. Data protection law gives individuals rights over their data. Legal professional privilege and litigation holds restrict what can be disclosed or deleted. These can directly conflict. Imagine a data subject access request, a DSAR, from opposing counsel asking for all data your platform holds about them. That request could theoretically serve as privileged client communications, or an erasure request that would destroy documents subject to an active litigation hold.
So how does a platform handle that?
With carefully designed workflows. First, privilege-aware DSAR processing. When a DSAR comes in, the system flags potentially privileged content for legal review before anything is disclosed. Second, legal hold overrides that prevent erasure of data tied to active litigation. Third, jurisdiction-specific retention policies that can be configured per matter, per client, per regulatory requirement. And fourth, audit trails documenting every decision. Why a request was fulfilled, why it was partially denied, what legal basis justified the override. The key is that your platform needs to support these workflows technically, because your law firm clients will need them to comply with both data protection law and their professional obligations.
Right. So the platform isn't just storing data, it's enforcing a regulatory framework.
That's exactly what enterprise legal SaaS becomes. And this is why having your DPA ready, your data flow mapped, your cross-border transfer mechanisms documented, and your subject rights workflows built is not a nice to have. It's table stakes. A law firm evaluating your platform will ask about all of this. Their compliance team will review your DPA. Their IT security will review your technical measures. And increasingly, their insurers will want to see it too.
That leads nicely into our next episode, doesn't it?
It does. Episode 60 covers SOC2, penetration testing, and security certifications, the frameworks that turn all of this into externally validated evidence. Because telling a client, we take security seriously, means nothing without proof.
Next episode, SOC2, penetration testing, and the certifications that close enterprise deals.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.